Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of So Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Good afternoon. This is Tim Hayes in again for Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice, and this is Mind Shifters Radio. And I hear somebody else on the line. Who's there? Well, maybe they're not aware that they're on the line. This is a program where we are here to support you in doing the work of removing anything inside your mind-body-energy system that is less than love, anything that could prompt you to do an act of aggression or violence towards anyone else. And as we do that, one piece of false perception at a time, and we continue to do this work, our goal is to end war on planet Earth, and we invite you to be a part of that as we commemorate Memorial Day yet again in memory of anyone who has been affected by war, who has been killed in war, who has been injured in war, and probably the worst of all, anybody who has been forced to take another human life in the name of war. And we do that with a process, an ancient process called forgiveness, which has nothing to do with pardoning someone or letting them off the hook for what they've done in the past or what you think they've done to you. But the ancient Aramaic tool of forgiveness is a technology for removing the false realities from your mind that you create and you store there, and then you deny and suppress, and then you project upon your image of others. And how can we tell if my perceptions are wrong, if they're false? I can tell that because I will feel some form of hostility or fear. And so as I create my perception of my world, my interaction with people and things around me, if I begin to feel any form of hostility or fear, that's a natural warning system built into my mind-body-energy unit that's there to tell me I'm in error. My thoughts are off target. I have chosen to shift my thoughts away from my true nature as the energy of love and the energy of creation, and I have chosen to use false data in constructing my experience in the moment, and that's why I'm feeling hostility or fear, or any of its stepchildren. So that's what we're here to support you in doing. The way we do that is with the tools that are provided by Dr. Michael Rice on his website for free at www.whyagain.com. And you can go there, and on the right-hand side there's a link that says Download Worksheets. Click on that link, go to the webpage. There's written material about how to do the worksheet. There's a download of the worksheet process in its current incarnation. And there are 4 or 5 audio files to download that will let you listen as Dr. Rice takes people step by step through that worksheet process. And the whole how-to is there for free for the taking. So please make yourself avail yourself of this powerful tool and start changing your life for the better. Now, do I have somebody else on the line? Is there a caller? If you want to call and you want to make...
Can you hear me?
Speak up, please. Say it again.
Can you hear me, Dr. Tim? This is Jeannie.
Oh, you're breaking up. But yes, I did finally hear it with you, Jeannie.
You are the only one that was turned on, so I think it must be your computer volume. Your speakers are going.
Well, I'm on the phone only.
Right, but you're in the chat room, so if your computer speakers are on, it's picking that up.
No, they're not. So, how are you, Jeannie?
Doing good. Michael's trying to call in on the other line. He's connected bad.
Okay, so you're barely audible because of breaking up your signal.
Okay, I'm going to turn it off, but let's pick up a double recording unless, like I said, your computer is on and you're in the chat room. Some sit automatically in the program on because I can hear the program running in the background.
Okay, yeah, but my computer speakers are not on. And
okay.
I really just got to the point where I guessed that what you were saying at the end, you're breaking up so much. So I'm even closing my chat room window. So you want to try talking again?
I don't understand why there's a double echo, because I can hear your recording going after you're speaking.
Yeah, I've closed everything on my computer having to do with MindShifter Radio, so.
Weird.
It's a bad echo, and there's a real intense background noise, and your voice is breaking up, so.
Okay, I'll just stay in the chat room.
So do we have anybody on the line? 646?
No.
200-4169 is the number if you have a comment or a question. And Jeannie, you said Michael is not on yet. So hopefully Michael will join us. As we talk about and we offer support for anybody who wants to use the tools of forgiveness to remove any form of hostility or fear, and the corrupt data that our minds use to create a picture of the world that says we have something to be angry or fearful about. And a lot of people, myself included, have been raised and conditioned to believe that everybody on the outside in my life that I see doing things and or not doing things I want them to do, or talking to me, or saying things I don't want them to say, that those people are responsible for my getting angry, or my being sad, or my being scared, or my being confused. And we've been conditioned that way for decades. So it may take a rather lengthy process for me to remove all of those realities and all of those belief structures within me that have been planted there for decades, telling me that everybody else is responsible for what I'm thinking and feeling. And what we're offering in this work is that bit by bit, people start to re-examine the process that's going on within their mind-body-energy system and look for signs that they're abundantly evident that the outside stimulus is not what's causing the anger and fear and sadness within a person. What's an example of that? Well, have you ever been walking down the street with a group of friends or out at a party and something happens and one person gets all upset and irritated and the rest of you are kind of questioning, well, why is Tim so upset? Why is he so angry? I mean, it's not that big a thing, you know. So his cell phone doesn't get good reception here. That's not a big deal. But he's really angry. Well, if the outside event is what was actually causing my anger, then everybody who witnessed it would also be angry. And we don't want you to believe this. We don't want you to just say, well, Dr. Rice says it or Dr. Hayes says it, so it must be right. We want you to be observing actively in your own life how your mind-body energy system works. And we're offering exposure to a technology that's been around for thousands of years that literally lets me go into my mind and remove what doesn't belong there. It literally lets me take sometimes even an ancient anger or fear or hatred and dissolve it and dismantle it in the period of a few worksheets or a few weeks of active observation and a willingness to turn the focus of my conscious awareness to the core of my being, the energy of love, the energy of creative, of creation. We're told that God is everything and God is love and that we are made in the image and likeness of God, and that means we're made of this energy of love. And Dr. Rice has started talking to people about one of the easiest ways to get in touch with what we're pointing at when we say this word love, since the words can only point in the direction of the experience. The word is not the thing. We can't exactly tell you what love is. We can talk a lot about what it isn't, and we can use words to point us in the direction of an experience that will let us experience this energy. And Dr. Rice says, if you ever have the chance, try to hold a newborn child. And that innocence, that love, that passion, that purity, that angelic nature, that limitless potential, all of those words that we come up with to try and describe what it feels like to hold an infant, a newborn infant, that's what we're talking about when we use the word love in this work. That's what we're defining as your human life. That's what you were born into. That's what you were meant to have in your energy system. And that's what you're meant to extend out to others in every relationship that you engage in. So that's what we're about here. The call-in number is 646-200-4169. And if you would like to ask a question, make a comment, give a testimonial, please press 1 and Jeannie will know that you want to talk and you'll be turned on. And let me just ask right now if there is anybody who's on the line and would like to talk, that you just speak up, because I can't.
Right, you've got me, Dr. Tim, and you've got David, I believe.
All right, Michael, you're there, rather broken, but you're there, and you said David is on?
And David is on, yes. Hello,
David. Go ahead, David.
Hello.
Well, there's David's voice. Hey.
Yep, this is David, and Rick and Joanne are here. We're sitting listening, and it is rather distorted.
Is my voice distorted?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to go somewhere with a better signal then.
Okay.
So, David, how are things in your neck of the woods?
It's beautiful weather right now that we're having. It's been cool the last couple of days, and things are moving along here at Heartland. Joanne and Rick are contributing so well. It's nice to have them here and getting ready for the intensive.
Wonderful, wonderful. Do you have a question or a comment or a theme you would like to have discussed today?
Well, let me check with Joanne and Rick and see if they had something. We actually did some breath some breathing yesterday, and they may have something that they want to share with the audience about and what their experience is. They both have done the personal code evaluations, and they've been doing some work, and Rick has been participating a little bit longer. He's been here a little bit longer, and so he's created quite some shifts. I know that a lot of this stuff has come up, and I think he has responded, and I say responded rather than reacted, to lots of little different things that are going on. He's doing excellent work here, and I appreciate him being here. So, I don't know. Rick, do you have anything you want to say?
You did breathing yesterday. Hello, everybody. This is Rick.
Hello, Rick.
Hello. Yes, I was enjoying what you were saying a little while ago. It's, kind of humorous. Yesterday, I was speaking with my wife, and a few things came up with that. But I know one thing she asked me was, have you made any, have you had any big aha moments or, I said, well, no, actually, it's been a very gradual thing. I did tell her was that I had actually spoken to a couple of people about, because I was experiencing a little bit of upset, after speaking with her yesterday. And later on in the evening, we spoke again, and I told her, I said, well, I've spoken to Dave, about it, and I also spoke to Magda, and she said, wow, and I didn't get what she meant. She said, well, it's not been what you would do in the past to, she said, you would stuff it and walk around quietly and just, not say anything, but she said that just the fact that you're talking to other people, about your being upset, and that breath work helped a lot yesterday. To for anybody not familiar with it, it was connected breathing, and helps release, dispel the things that the energies that have come up, and and with that, there wasn't like any aha moments. It's just a gradual feeling lighter.
It sounds like a loosening.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. All this is, one thing I noticed that's very popular these days is, and you hear about it throughout the, what they call the New Thought Movement, is this idea about release. Well, I was thinking about it. You can substitute the word forgiveness. I think that people are having an innate sense of they just need to let go of this. Their bags of garbage, and this work is certainly helping me.
Yeah, that's what the tools are designed to do, to help us get rid of anything within our mind, body, energy system that's less than love. And collectively, we lovingly refer to it as our bag of garbage. And
yeah.
it sounds like your wife may have provided you with an aha moment by simply pointing out that you've acted in a way that you normally would not have acted by talking about this with people rather than locking it down.
Yeah. I hadn't even really been, I hadn't really thought about that until she, pointed it out to me. So, You know, it's you know, from my perspective, it's a gradual lightening and just feeling better.
And so, have you noticed any thoughts or feelings about this realization that you're lightening up? Or have you noticed any thoughts or feelings about the reality or the actuality that others are noticing it too?
Well, yeah, I think other people are noticing it too.
And does that stir something up for you, that they're noticing it?
Yeah, it does. A very deep sense, it's becoming clear to me that this is all self-imposed stuff. And it's up to me to, you know, to make the decision, the choice to ask the Holy Spirit for help, to, you know, just be at work cleaning house. It's always been up to me, and it's gratifying to hear other people confirm. You know, actually, they point out progress that I'm not aware of. So, you know,
that's one of the great benefits of having a community of support, and that's one of the reasons Michael and Jeannie do this show, is to provide support for people who want to start a support group or have an ongoing support group, because our friends, our fellow travelers on this path, can often see us in a perspective that we're not able to see until quite a bit after the fact. And it's a very useful thing, not just to be surrounded by their love and support, but to actually benefit from their external perspective. So,
Dr.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Try again, Michael.
Dr. Jim Richard, it's my vote. Can you hear me?
You are breaking up, but try to talk a little bit. We'll see if we can understand you.
Am I breaking up too much to speak? If so, I'll just be quieter.
Try again.
Okay. I'll just put my voice on hold. I'll try and move to a place I have a better signal.
Okay, so I hear you saying you're going to try and find a better signal. All right, so he's going to...
Yes.
All right. Well, we hope you find a better one and you can join us. So, thanks for your input, Richard. Any more you want to say about that or anything else you've discovered in this period of doing your work?
Well, I want to say I'm still working, and I probably will be for some time with that evaluation sheet. One of the exercises, one of the things that I can do is to ask people something that they love about me. And it's I am getting feedback that kind of surprises me at times. More than that, there's a genuine love there that at first was kind of startling. it is, yeah. And it's, you know, actually that thing is kind of twofold, because it also helps with fear, too. I was very resistant to it at first. I'm not going to ask somebody what they love about me. You know, good God, but to just make myself do it anyway was an exercise in itself, and it's been very revealing to me. It's been very, very helpful.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, that's a real oxymoron or a real misdirection and paradox for some people, that when they find out that they have a lot of love coming towards them, it makes them uncomfortable.
Yes. Yep.
And it's even uncomfortable to ask the question to find out if you do have people out there that love and admire you. So,
Yeah, that's true. So,
yeah, that personal code evaluation is a very, very powerful tool, and it's something that Michael and Jeannie do at the beginning of their intensives. And it's a way to get a status check about where you are and what you might need to work on to remove some false perceptions and false beliefs from your mind. And then the intensive process itself is how to start working on that, how to do it, how to release what doesn't belong. And well, congratulations and thanks for being on the show. Anything else you want to say?
No, I think that's about it for right now.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and it's great to have you on the team.
Okay. Yeah, it's good to be here. Bye, Tucker. Okay. Here's Joanne.
All right.
Okay.
Hello, this is Joanne. How are you today?
And it's Dr. Tim. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And I've been having a very interesting and wonderful experience here at Heartland. And I actually, one of the first things I did was make a list for the worksheet. But I'm only supposed to be here for the summer for the intensive. I think that if I were to be able to actually work through the long list, I'd have to live here. But I'm having some wonderful releasing, you could say, from the work that has been done with the ones that I have been able to get to so far. And I also, oh, by the way, as Richard just said, in the that personal code,
yeah.
I have also talked to a number of people, and it's so enjoyable, inspiring, and uplifting, the comments that people make or have made or are making. And so that's, you know, it's like spiritual food for me. And then, of course, yesterday we did, as David said, some breath work, some breathing. And that is so profoundly relaxing and grounding and healing. So it was just an enjoyable experience that I could have every day.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So you're finding out that you're more lovable than you imagined?
Somewhat. Because, what you know, I wasn't expecting any lengthy responses from people. I thought maybe, you know, they'd say one or two words and et cetera. But, no, most of them have done paragraphs. And so, yes, I would say that was more than I imagined.
Wonderful.
Yes. So thank you for the opportunity to share this here. So I'm looking forward to whatever comes next.
Well, congratulations on your willingness to go out and ask, because as Richard pointed out, that's not always easy. And this is one of the cases in our lives where most often when we're willing to take a risk in the pursuit of finding out more about ourselves, it pays off in with great dividends. So,
yes.
So congratulations for being willing to be there and for doing this work. And it's great having you on the team.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Does David want to say anything?
Let me see.
A couple of comments. One is in regards to conversation with Rick and the work that he's doing here and his insights that he's seen that, and he talked about the personal code evaluation and the challenge sheet of the exercises that's recommended from the evaluation that he participate and do. The key to it is that Rick is doing them. And I think connection to the commitment and the agreement is what has elevated him to a new level of consciousness about what's going on. It's helped him to let go of the stories and the conversations in his head. And I'm saying that while he's sitting here because we had a conversation this morning. We completed a week goal that he, or a week goal, an agreement that he made a week ago, that him and I made a week ago. And it was for 7 days. And it was the completion of it today. And it was about doing a love exchange, a communication exchange each day, and also getting a hug. And that may sound a little bit bizarre to some people. What is this? So the only agreement that he made was that he would get a hug each day, that he would also, and this was with me, he made some other agreements and he's keeping those as well. So he made an agreement with me, and I made the same agreement with him that we would give each other a hug each day and that we would do the love exchange and exchange of energy. It was set for 7 days, and the completion of it, and I spoke this morning, I said the most important thing was, to me, it was secondary for the exchange of what the value that he got from doing the exchange and the value that he received from doing the hug. The most important thing was is that he made an agreement with me, and he supported me in keeping my agreement, and I supported him in keeping his agreement. There were, on the first couple of days, and Rick and I have talked about this, and he's sitting here, and he can correct me if I'm expressing it inaccurately, is that after 3 or 4 days, when he came searching for me, looking for me to make sure that he kept his agreement. This morning, it's like he stood there and just opened his arms up, which was the first time that it was like, hey, wait a minute, hey, what about doing this? The significance and the value of that is that what I perceive is that what he's doing is that he's elevating his trust within himself that he will do what it is that he says he's going to do, and he's also communicating and building a trust level between another person, myself. And that in itself shifts and takes things out of the mind machine, of the dissociated mind, so that practicing to be present and the way to, one of the ways of doing that from my perception and projection of with other people is to make the commitment and then keep the commitment. With in doing that, that builds success, that connects. You know, it could be called the synapse or connects, that there's a nested field of energy. There's lots of different ways to language it, and there's no language that I know of that I can express of what the relationship is now that I'm having with Rick and that Rick is having with me, and I'm saying that it's receptacle because he said he acknowledged the same thing. So we have, just through simple exercise, have developed a new level of trust and understanding, and with doing that, then absorbing the next little bit of information, the next little bit of information adds energy to that, and adding energy to that allows to create a different reality in the mind. So that is what I've been noticing with Rick, and since he's been here a little bit longer. And what I've noticed about Joanne is that Joanne is willing to hear some feedback and take the feedback and apply it. So often, with a lot of programs that are out there, that there's information that's given, and a lot of, at least from my experience and projection of most of a lot of people, is that they will acknowledge it with a, I know that. And my mind, I recognize that, well, if I know something, there's nothing for me to acknowledge about me knowing it. And Joanne's willingness to take the feedback and whether agree with it or disagree with it is irrelevant. It's about just holding the space to absorb that new information. So that's what's going on here at the Heartland and what people can expect if they choose to come and hang out here for a while. It's really nice to have two people that are living with this level of integrity and willingness to participate with each other. So that's what's
wonderful.
Going on.
Wonderful. Glad to hear it. And glad to hear you're still out there encouraging people to actually take a step, to take an action, to actually put the pen to the paper, to throw their arms open and get a hug. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it is not me. It is not this character, David, that's doing this. It's higher guidance. It's that Rupa Dukucha, the inner guidance, the true creative essence that's tapping into, and without them here, I would not be able to do it. So it's not like it's me. I'm the one that's getting the tremendous value out of it, and I do hope, you know, I have this little saying, and Michael has heard me say it before, it's been a good meeting for me. I hope you got something from it. You know, the only person that I can really do work with is myself, and I think that Rick kind of that he touched on it in a sense is that when he started hearing these things from other people, it was like, whoa, wow, I didn't recognize that. And the feedback that he's getting from people that he's seeing it within himself, and what I heard him say without saying it out loud is that he's seeing it in them. See, there's several exercises that he's doing, and one of them is to look for the highest and best in other people, for a lack of a better term to that. When he thinks something negative of someone or has a negative quality, he's not thinking about them. It's just resonating a thought process that he has, and he's canceling it immediately and throwing something out there. Is he doing it 100% of the time? I doubt it. I don't know of anyone that can, and he's doing the work. So that's all I'm motivated to say about that.
Wonderful.
Sounds awesome.
Welcome, Michael.
Am I coming through any better?
Welcome, Michael.
Hey, sir. Am I coming through any better?
Much better.
Oh, cool. Great. Okay. Well, I had to find a different place on the property to get a signal to do this. So
we have
anyway.
We have Nene waiting with her hand up for the last 15 minutes or so.
Okay. Well, let me just throw out a quick thought on. I haven't caught the whole conversation. But, you know, what David's speaking about is he speaks about, you know, it isn't he. And as Richard speaks about, he's seeing the progress that he's making. One of the things to remember if you're just starting into this work or wherever level you're at is that being able to do this is a constitutional growth. It doesn't happen overnight. We all come from 1,000 generations of people who didn't really want to be responsible, didn't really want to hear, and wanted to find somebody else to blame. And as one becomes aware and steps into a different space, it's a process. I kind of use an example of, imagine a newborn child in a baby buggy sitting beside the road where, or a hill where a car is sitting at the top of the hill and the brake isn't properly set. The car rolls down the hill and the child is oblivious, might have a startle reaction when the crash happens, but the child is oblivious. Certainly there's nothing they could do about it. A 4-year-old child stands on the same curb and watches the car start to roll down the hill. And the 4-year-old knows, you know, he, mom or dad should be behind the wheel and there's something not right here, but they don't know what's going on and there's certainly nothing they can do about it. The 8-year-old child stands on the side of the hill and goes, oh my goodness, there's going to be an accident. And they know there's a break in the car and they go running, but their legs aren't long enough. They can't get to the door and can't get in the car, and the car crashes. The 16-year-old sees the car start to roll, sprints, has legs long enough, jumps in the car, hits the brakes, and prevents the accident. And the 24-year-old parks the car properly at the curb, turns the wheels in, and the car is safe and secure. And it's exactly the same. When it starts out, one does this work. One has a knowledge that everybody else is the problem in their lives, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's just the way they are. And no idea what's the word being caused in their own lives. And as we grow in awareness, we become aware that we're the one who sets bars at the top of the hill. We're the one who has to, you know, in the change. And as David says, being willing to receive the input rather than the non-being mind's knowledge that it already knows it all and has everybody else pegged. And, of course, everybody else is the problem, and the only reason that they need to turn and run and go somewhere else or need to puke on somebody, whatever they do. So just know if you're starting in this work, it's the constitutional growth. It's not going to happen overnight. It's a process, and it takes time. And so we're all here to hold the space for that process to occur, and it can be surprisingly fast, as Nene is probably going to share with us. Nene's been doing this work now. She did teacher training last summer. She has two support groups in Boca Raton, Florida, and has just been working diligently. Last week when we saw her, before we were 2 weeks ago, before we came over, she was at work speed, I think, 2,184. She's been committed and doing this work since January 2nd last year. And so let's see what Nene has to share with us. Nene,
right before you go there.
Yes.
Jeannie wants to know if David received your email because you've not heard back from him. So, David?
What is that now? Say what?
Jeannie wants to know if you received an email from them.
No.
Because they have not heard back from you.
And I've also attempted to do Skype and have not been able to do that either.
Dave, just before we go then, are you just not able to download Skype, or what's happening?
I've done what it is. I've followed their instructions. They're supposed to send me a download through the phone, and I've never received anything.
Okay. But you can't download it to your laptop?
I never tried it to my laptop. It said to the cell phone.
But yeah. I download it to the laptop and do it from the laptop. I think it'll be a lot easier and a lot more reliable. I'm not sure your phone would work with the Skype download directly, but the laptop, you can just do it and put your headset in the laptop jack button, and then we can talk Skype to Skype. And my Skype is michael.rice, and if you put that in and just send me a request, then I'll click it, and that'll put us each in each other's lists.
I'll see if that's possible. We've been having some challenges with the internet here. I've gone into Gainesville. I've gone into Gainesville. I've picked up a new router. I've been on the phone with them this morning, and they're still attempting to see what it is. Sometimes we can get on. It'll show that it's connected, and then it'll show that the server isn't server's not available. And we're down. I was downloading some audios and clicked on another window, and it says server's not available, so we don't know what the problem is. So I'll keep working on that.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. And anything happening with Evan and the service he was going to get? Excuse us, folks, but we're in the Bahamas, and we can't communicate with David any other way right now, it seems.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Heard anything in that regards. And as I said, I've been on the phone a lot this morning with the Ozark broadband, and we'll just see what we can develop from there.
Okay,
cool.
Jeannie says
check with Evan too.
Jeannie says she resent the email, David, so check for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe check with Evan and see if there's anything happening on his end with the service he was going to do. But anyway, we'll look forward to it. It'll get worked out, and I'm sure we'll get it done.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank
to hear things are going so well with both of our guests there. That's fabulous. So, Nene, are you with us, young lady?
Hello, yes, my heart family. Hello.
we could almost throw a stone to Florida from here in the Bahamas, but not quite, so we're not too far away from you. But we'll be back there on Saturday, and actually we're going to be staying in Boca for at least a week, and we're still working on what's going to happen up there next week. So that's still working. The military possibility is still there to be working with the Marine families who've lost servicemen. There's some folks that are working on putting that together for us so that next week we'll be part of a program where there are Marines coming in and families of Marines who've lost a loved one overseas, and we're going to hopefully be able to create some support for that healing process. So hold the space for that, everybody, if you would. So what's happening with Nene?
Yes, well, wonderful. I would like to share, and this is in reference to genetics, you know, generation, genare, cough. last week I had the opportunity to work with the three people, the same family, three family members. And they came to my lecture and then also met you. They were in the Latin support group. And this lady, she's in her probably early or late 50s perhaps, and on her sixth birthday, her mother went to the kitchen to warm some milk for her. The kitchen explodes, and the mother burns in front of her, dies. This is her sixth birthday. So, you know, for the last, I don't know, 50 years, she's been with that burden of guilt that the mother died because she was hungry, she wanted some milk, and the pain of losing the mother at 6 years old. Okay, so this is in Cuba, time passed, and father remarried, she has a half-sister. They come to the United States, she gets married, has a son. Her son has all kinds of anxieties, and she can't figure out why the son has all this panic attack and all this this anxiety, you know, all this emotional problem. So she comes to this work suggested by another friend who's also part of the Latin group. And they decide that they need to go further, and they hear about you and me about doing the mind shifter and the breathing. Okay, so we were there Saturday, and by no coincidence, the mother and the son, they choose the same mind shifter. Okay, first one. They start talking, and the son says or expresses all his needs to be approved and that support that he needs, et cetera, et cetera. And then the mother starts talking more about the support, about her job and this and that. But I notice in the conversation that still the rational mind trying to, lock. And I ask her, okay, I said, what would you tell your mom? And in that moment, Michael, that lady shifted. It's like the whole unconscious came over. And she starts crying and talking and, you know, expressing. And she could almost not breathe. I mean, we had to help her and open, you know, her arms a little bit. And the son starts immediately also engaged in the same pain. And he starts talking to the grandmother who he never met, the grandmother. And you could think that she was the one who had the accident with the mother. Amazing. So if we can only feel the content of our mind, how is it possible that this child who never met the grandmother, never witnessed anything that happened, has all the same pain and shares the same thing? And it's, of course, the genetics, how one, the sins of the father, passes to the 3 or 4 generations. So it was amazing. And after the breathing, Michael, they went into the breathing. She breathed for at least like an hour 20, processing. And Maria Colmenares, I thank her. She came over. I asked her, please, to come and support me. And she was there for me also. And the love we were able to hold for her and the son, especially for her, finally she was able to breathe. Finally, she was able to move her chest for years. She said she couldn't understand why she could only move her belly. And she's in yoga. She's in Tai Chuan Shung, in Tai Chi. She's doing all that. And she couldn't figure out why she couldn't move her chest. And after that, Michael, amazing. And in 2 days, me too, I processed. Up until yesterday in the afternoon, we were all in another frequency. People called each other. They all had all kinds of loving, serene experiences. And she says for the first time in years, she takes 2 hours to observe how the kokuna becomes a butterfly. So this is awesome.
Awesome piece of work, young lady. That's fabulous. Is this the young man I met a couple of weeks ago when we did the support group?
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
And he is going to write you his experience because he had no words to thank me. And, of course, you do your work with your own spiritual will. But he had no words to thank me that I was able to facilitate and do that work.
Congratulations. That's absolutely fabulous, Danae.
Danae, this is David.
Thank you. Yes, David.
Hi. I have a suggestion and a request of you, please. One is, and it's only one, what I'd like for you to do is to go back, is when this radio show gets put on the site, however it is that's done, that you listen to yourself as you talk and go back a year ago when we were doing the show and find one of the shows that you spoke on and listen to that one.
Okay. I will.
That's been awesome.
You know where I'm going with that, right, Minae? You and I have had many conversations.
Yes.
So I invite you to do that. And then maybe you and I can have a conversation around it. Okay?
Okay. We will. Yes.
Okay.
And we're also, yes, Michael?
Are you there, Nene?
Yes, I'm here. Yes.
Okay. I think Michael's gone. Anyway. So,
I'm back.
Okay.
I was going to make a suggestion that maybe make an appointment tomorrow if they have the time to listen to one of those earlier shows so that everybody gets to be inspired by what's taking place, and I think I know where you're going, David, that perhaps you do that conversation with Danae on tomorrow and share your feedback with her and have her share what her experience is after going in her voice and energy today. And I think that will be something that I'm ready to participate in. It's a great idea.
Great idea. And then I also, it was very interesting that all the mind shifters were about the mother and the support. And then I did my worksheets and everything. I did 4 worksheets during that time. And, you know, you've been part of the vitality. I've been part of being loved and healing myself too, of course. And everybody shared something about mother and support. It was amazing. I mean, the more I do this, more inspired and more committed to continue.
And I bet there's going to be a new level of connection between you and your daughter, too.
Yes, absolutely. I received a text message from her around 11:30 last night with joy, and she was telling me things about her physical therapy. And I could see in the text the joy and the opening she is experiencing. Absolutely, yes.
Fabulous. So, David, does that work for you and Danae to get on the show tomorrow and share this conversation?
Yes, I will. And then I have the second part.
Okay, does that work for you, David? Are you still there?
I'm here.
Hello, David. Are you with us still?
I'm hearing you. It's broken up, Michael. Your voice is just kind of broken up. I'm hearing broken words with it.
So, David, he wants to know if you're all right to be on the show tomorrow with Nene.
Sure. I'm fine.
That will work for you?
Awesome.
Awesome.
Wonderful. Looking forward to it.
Okay. David, they resent you the email. That's what I read here in the chat room, that they was resent to you the email.
I beg your pardon, Danae? Was that addressed to me?
Yeah, from Jeannie, that they resent the email to you, I think. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Nene, did you have a second part share with us?
Yes, because that was Saturday. I have to share what happened Sunday.
Go ahead.
We only have a minute left, Nene.
Okay, so Sunday we met at the Center for Spiritual Living in Boca Raton, and Rose shared with the other part of the Latin group what happened, and also Gustavo was there with the children, and we spent 2 hours, and the energy I brought into that conversation, and it created also a next level of healing, and they are inspired to do more worksheets, and now that we want to prepare another mind shifter by the end of June, and the experience of everybody, we were all imbued in a different frequency. The children were there, everybody was in peace, hugs, and understanding, and amazing.
It'd be nice to see the critical mass of the family healing happening there, starting to spread throughout the Latin world and throughout the English, well, throughout every family system on the planet. So we appreciate you opening that space.
Thank you. Yeah. I am thrilled to see how when you work in your internal, the more internally you get rid of those layers and you are more and more that love, that secure place of the power of being the creator in the love, in the essence.
Definitely made a difference. We're down to about 4 minutes, so... Dr. Tim, David, do you guys have anything else to share?
Well, I was working with somebody earlier today, and he was having great frustration because he was trying to do worksheets, and he's trying to do the tapping, and he's trying to figure out why he has this self-destructive pattern, and he sees it, he sees himself before he does it, he knows he can do worksheets, he knows he can breathe, and then he goes ahead and does the destructive thing anyway. And then when he tries to do a worksheet on it, he goes to confusion and frustration. And each worksheet ends the same way, confusion and frustration, confusion and frustration. So I was working with him to try and do worksheets on the confusion and frustration, and you would have thought I was talking to him from a different planet and a different dimension. So maybe you'd want to say some words about how we throw up negative emotions to distract us from what it is we really need to get at and unravel, and how the actual, how we can get addicted to those angry, hostile states.
Well, I think that there's two sides to that coin, Tim, and that is, of course, we can become addicted to those angry states, but also, as we're passing back through them, the cleansing, the healing of those is going to be passing back through those exact systems. So if the drug I used 20 years ago and I was trying to stay from and not feel the pain of an experience that was happening, that my serving up to me. Now here I am 20 years later forgiving, and I need to do, as you said 2,000 years ago, 77 times 70 worksheets to undo that, get inside of it. As I peel off layer by layer of the stored drug that I used to keep from feeling initially. So, one of the reasons why real healing isn't very pure is because it's not Dr. Feelgood. We need to retrace back through. And, of course, it makes it a lot easier if I remember that my memory of anger isn't anger, it's a memory of anger. My memory of pain isn't pain, it's a memory of pain. As I peel the layers off, then I don't get locked in those energies. And again, as I said earlier, it's a constitutional growth. It takes time. I may, the first 50, 100 times, that old issue that was so traumatic for me.
Michael,
and perhaps
we're at five seconds.
5 seconds. I'll have the best year yet of your eternal life, then, and we'll continue the conversation tomorrow. Blessings. Bring us to the tomorrow. Bye.